Train your brain for success. 9 astonishing ways to train your brain for a more successful life.
This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Zink and prepare to be empowered.
Hello, everyone. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whatever time you're listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast, I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink. And today, we are soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle flying in the direction of your dreams and your goals. We are absolutely thrilled. I mean, just elated at all the success people are having all over the world. I mean, high flyers, you guys are really manifesting beyond belief. It's incredible. And I'm just so happy for the relationships that are getting back together, the businesses that are growing. We are here to serve you. So if you need help, contact us. We're here to serve you at lawofattractionsolutions.com. By the way, come on, join us on our Instagram page. We're doing the Instagram stuff on a regular basis. We have some videos up there. They're a little bit more raw. They're less prepared. I think you'll enjoy it. Okay? Instagram, Law of Attraction Solutions. Number one in training your brain for success, specialized knowledge daily. Every day, make it a point to learn something about specialized knowledge as it pertains to your business, your career, your dreams, your goals. You know, it's important. I was at the gym this morning. I was on the bicycle today, and there's a really nice place on these new bikes where you can put your iPhone there and watch it while you're pedaling away. And I'm watching about quantum physics and entanglement theories and all of this and fractals and everything. And I'm using this time to learn something new. Specialized knowledge is important. Do you need specialized knowledge in photography? We certainly do. So we're learning specialized knowledge in photography or graphics or art or marketing or whatever it is that you're into. Specialized knowledge every single day. At the end of the year, you got 365. Well, maybe you take Christmas and Easter off. Maybe you take New Year's off. So you got about 362 pieces of new specialized, not just general knowledge, not just stuff that is, you know, trivia. That doesn't help you. That might help you win a board game, but it's not going to help you in your goals and your dreams. Number two, do not get comfortable. The problem is everybody does everything to make themselves comfortable. And when you get comfortable, you go to sleep. You start snoring. I don't mean just physically comfortable. I mean mentally comfortable. When you're driving to work, take a different route every 3 or 4 days. Even if it's a little bit longer, leave earlier. Say, hey, I've never been this way. I'm going this way. Take a new bus line. One thing I loved about the city of Portland is they have a zillion bus lines and monorails and trams and everything else. And it's just absolutely wonderful. And if you take a new bus line every day, you're training your brain for success. You're getting out of that comfort zone. How about new foods? Don't tell me you don't like pickled foods. I don't like pickled foods. Eat it. Try it. Okay, it won't kill you. Well, you know, some foods might, but most foods will not kill you. Okay, I don't like meat. Try meat, unless you're a vegan, of course. I don't like this. I don't like that. You know, one of the things I like is that I admire about the late Anthony Bourdain is that he tried a lot of crazy foods in his life. I mean, I don't know how old he was when he died, but he lived like 20 lifetimes. You know, most people eat the same junk every day, even if it's good junk, even if it's wholesome junk. It's junk because you're not challenging yourself. I love the television show called Naked and Afraid. And no, it's not for the naked part because they blur that out. But it's to see how people survive and what they are willing to do to survive and what they are willing to eat. And this one guy puts his hands down in an ant pile and allows the ants to crawl all over his hands. And then he picks his hand up and he starts eating them. He says, there's breakfast. You know, in other words, train your brain to like a wider variety of foods. Say affirmations in rhyme. You have affirmations. You have positive beliefs that you are saying on a regular basis. If you're not, well, I don't know why. I have no idea why you would not be saying positive I am affirmations. But if you are and you're using them, sit down and write up some new ones or old ones, actually. You're going to take the existing affirmation and you're going to write it in a rhyme form. Money is fine. Money is mine. Money comes to me all the time. Do you see what I'm saying? That's fun and it's easy to remember. That's why some of the old spells back in the 1600s and so forth were rhymes. That's why nursery tales were rhymes, because it was easy to remember. So have fun with that. And you have something cute that you can kind of play around with in your mind all the time. Number three, get in the habit of breathing through your nose and out through your mouth. It increases your nitric oxide. It's absolutely wonderful. And I'm going to give you a simple breathing technique that you can use to really calm yourself down, to calm your brain down. It's called the moon breath. And it's simply a matter of taking your right hand and your index finger and placing it over your nostril or pushing your nostril closed and then breathing in through your left nostril only and out through your mouth. I promise you, if you will do this, and you can do this while looking at the moon, if you will do this and visualize moon energy or lunar energy coming into your nostril, you're just going to calm down. That's what's called moon breath. You're breathing through what they call the Ida. If you were to do the other side, plug the left side and breathe through the right side, that's called the Pingala. And that just fires you up and heats you up. I wouldn't advise doing that right away. That takes a little practice. But get in the habit of that moon breath. If nothing else, if you refuse to do that, get in the habit of breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth. Number four, meditate. And here's a simple meditation. We hear about focusing on your breath. We hear about focusing on candles. This is a classic, and it's easy to do. You take a little pen, one of those Sharpies, and you put one little dot on your wall. Keep it small. And then you sit there and focus on that dot. Focusing on that dot. And then close your eyes. Breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth. Focus on that dot as if it were floating in space with nothing around it. What you're really doing is you're taking your mind and your energy field back to the primordial point. It's a wonderful exercise, and it will definitely sharpen your brain and train your brain for success. Do it, and do it every morning. It's a great exercise.
This is the number one podcast on personal empowerment, success, and the law of attraction. You're listening to the Miracle Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
You are about to experience a miracle. Claim your free 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Visit www.lawofattractionsolutions.com.
Number five, practice memorizing through pictures. So normally when we learn something, we learn it and we practice it rote. We practice it over and over and over again. But what I want you to do is practice through pictures. So let's go back to that little verse that I wrote up. Money is fine. So maybe you visualize a man in a tuxedo cleaning every $100 bill and handing it to you. Money is fine. And as it comes to you, you say, money is mine. Money comes to me, and then you see more of it coming to you all the time. See a big clock with the big hand going around and around, and money just coming to you all the time, morning, noon, and night. Oh, it's a good feeling. But anyway, practice memorizing through pictures. This works a different part of your brain. Practice that, and you can do it with lists. Lists are perhaps the easiest way to start. So you make a list of, or have somebody else make a list of 10 items for you, and you practice linking these pictures, these crazy pictures, together. So if my first picture is a car, I might visualize a big red car with a horn on it, you know, one of those rubber ball horns, you know. And so I make it bright in my mind. And the second picture is a tree. So maybe I visualize a tree growing out of the hood of the car. And you just keep on going that way. You link the tree with the next picture, and then you link that picture with the next one, and so forth. But what you're doing is you're practicing using your right brain for memorizing rather than just always using your left brain. Number seven is affirmations and incantations. Use affirmations and incantations every day. But here's the secret. We know that they get into the deep mind when you're meditating and you're doing your affirmations. We've talked about the 17-second rule in the morning when you wake up. But how about doing your affirmations? How about just taking one and doing it while you're on the scariest roller coaster you can find? I mean, juice yourself up with excitement and adrenaline and all those wild emotions that you feel when you're on the roller coaster, and feel them in your body as you're screaming out your affirmations. Don't worry, nobody will hear you. Or maybe you're skydiving and, you know, maybe this is your first time, so you're going with an instructor. Be doing that affirmation on the way down. Okay? In other words, tie that affirmation with an uplifting, exciting, adrenaline feeling. You can find these zip line places all over the place now. Get on a zip line and get your affirmation in your mind before you get on the zip line, and boom, there you go. And of course, affirmations during sex, always a good idea. Okay, number eight, theater of the mind. Theater of the mind is so important. It's where you sit down, you visualize you've walked into a theater, and then you watch yourself achieving your goals, living the life that you desire, feeling the, and you know how you feel what the people on the screen are feeling? You're feeling this as well. You're feeling all these emotions and seeing it happen. And you're doing this on a regular basis. I think theater of the mind is a wonderful way to power up your brain to attract exactly what you desire. And then finally, number nine is, that's a little bit difficult, but I'm going to share it with you. Find someone who has accomplished what you want to accomplish, maybe in a different field, maybe in a different era, and visualize them standing before you. Perhaps it's Ben Franklin. Perhaps it's the late Dr. Martin Luther King. And visualize yourself stepping in to their thought form. As if you were visualizing them standing before you, have them turn their back on you so that you can actually step in and feel, oh, they are becoming you, and you are becoming them. And all of their powerful, positive qualities are now becoming entangled with yours. It's a wonderful, wonderful technique. It's a powerful technique. We'll go into that more in future podcasts. Train your brain for success. Try these 9. If that doesn't work, take a cold shower every day. There's scientific research that says it's good for your brain. There's your bonus 1. Have a great day, because you absolutely deserve it. Bye-bye now.